Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on planet Earth.
I want to try and beat them.
Okay.
Well, I don't necessarily want to beat you, per se. I just want to be the best that I can be.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
Don't allow 10 seconds to affect the next 10 years of your life.
Man.
You snapped off, and now you went from partying at the Kardashians to being in a cell 23 hours a day.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Thursday, Friday, Junior, January 9th, 2025. Welcome to Truth Be Told with Telly, live from the American Family Insurance Studio inside the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. On this Thursday, we have none other as my guest co-host, Bailey Coleman. Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning, Telly.
And we also have my man, Damian LZ. What up, MC Dane?
I was going to say, do I only get MC with my man Homer
hey,
up here?
There you go. There you
it's
go.
It's me and Homer. And Homer's a legendary, then I'm the MC. But I'm glad you said it today. MC Dame LZ.
See, I say it correctly, and then I get ribbed for thinking that I wasn't going to say it correctly.
Oh, okay.
Ain't that crazy?
Exactly. That is
black
crazy.
Black folks will rib anything.
You might have said that, but I know what you were thinking.
I know exactly. I know what you was thinking.
You was trying to cut me out of my MC status.
Exactly.
Even morning, though brother. You said it. How you doing, man? Good morning, DJ Ricky.
Good morning. It is Thursday.
It is Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Yes, we know the day before our favorite day of the week.
Friday.
But,
Friday.
Yeah, a lot going on. But we're going to start it off with a little something light, because if you stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com, you will see that my man Dame has this Kareem City.
Yes, right. Sir. Kareem City.
I like
on his
it.
On his hoodie.
I
I've
like
never
that.
Seen a hoodie like that.
Me neither.
And it's ironic
like
that
it.
You are wearing that today, because last night when the Bucks beat the Spurs 121-105, I don't know if you knew this.
Shout out to the Bucks.
Shout out to the
Giannis
Bucks.
Giannis had 25 points, 16 rebounds, and 8 assists, and he ended up passing Kareem.
I saw that.
For the franchise record.
All right.
For double doubles. That was his 432nd double double of his career.
All right. Mm.
And for me, somebody that was working with the Bucks when Giannis was drafted in 2013.
Okay.
And seeing him as an 18-year-old, last night they said that he has since he's been in the NBA, he's put on 51 pounds of muscle.
Wow.
He was a skinny dude.
So
right.
I was there before the 51 pounds of muscle.
He was a kid.
And just to see him when he would walk into the Cousins Center, which ain't even going anymore.
No.
Where
that's
they
how long
used to practice.
Was.
Exactly. Uh-huh. You see this kid and you're like, there's no way you would think he would become the player he became. But I will give him credit. Giannis has always been one of the hardest workers I've ever seen in the NBA.
All right.
That's apparent.
Yes. And for him to have amassed the now what I would consider a Hall of Fame career.
If it stops today, it's Hall of Fame.
It's
he's
a
got
Hall
two
of
MVPs.
Fame
wow.
Yes.
And Defensive
wow.
Players of the Year, I think, right? So if it,
yes.
Did he get a DPOY?
Yeah.
I don't know. But if it stops today, he's definitely in Hall
but
of Fame.
But I always said, though, man, the Bucks will have to make a decision one day when they retire number 34.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all know Ray Allen used to wear number 34
right.
for the Bucks.
Right.
Right.
And so.
Well, Ray's out of there. It's going to be us. I love Lazy
it's like,
Ray.
Hey, forget he wore number 34.
He can get his number retired in Boston, in Miami, someplace else. That retirement number is going to
but
to
if I'm not mistaken, he spent the most years here in his career.
He did. But he got overtaken.
Well,
such is life.
That ain't good, if that was the case, they should have retired his number a long time ago.
He don't want to. He didn't win a championship.
Yeah,
Giannis won a championship. Let me tell you this. This sweatshirt that I have on, the Kareem City, it's my man Twan Mack that had passed away not too long ago. We're having, I'm glad you mentioned it, we're having a memorial service for him on the 11th, which is this weekend. We're having all, because he was hip-hop, so all the hip-hop guys are coming together.
Okay.
And we're doing a show for him at the Cooperage. So
nice.
If y'all knew Twan Mack, come out, check us out. We're doing that, just to say
nice.
That.
That's
but, for sure. But let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
The double-double, when did they start keeping double-doubles as a stat? Like, before it was just what you did. Kareem went out.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it on TV.
Okay.
He averaged 30 points and 10 rebounds a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been keeping track of double doubles and triple doubles because
it became
really a thing when Oscar Robertson came.
Mm-hmm.
And then the double double, I think, became more popular or prevalent around when the
Tim
centers.
Duncan.
Yeah, when Shaq got in the league.
Yeah.
And it was always the points and rebounds where, you know, assists really didn't matter. And then it was rare that you would get a triple-double with blocks.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. that's when David Robinson and Aldo came along. But
so my whole point is that back in the day, that's just what a center did. You got double-figure points and double-figure rebounds. Yeah. That's what you were supposed to do.
But then it became a center?
Yeah, pretty much. Come on. Brook Lopez is a three-point shooter. In his current status, Brook Lopez is out by the rim. Giannis is the one that's posting. Now, on defense, Brook is the center. It changes. So the league is different now.
Yeah, the league is very
Cause
much Giannis, different.
Because, Brook is shooting threes. He shoots better than most guards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's so funny is it's the first 10 years of his career, he never attempted a three.
Wow.
Mm.
Never attempted a three, and he is the Nets' all-time leading scorer.
That's crazy. You don't think about that.
Yeah, you don't think of Brook Lopez as being like that dude, but he was that dude for
you
a minute.
Forget the Nets had Dr. J for a little while when they were ABA, so I don't know if they keep in those stats or it's just NBA. But I remember when Giannis came in the league, and it was him, and it was the brother from Duke. I cannot remember his name.
Jabari Parker?
Jabari Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't tell me that Jabari Parker wasn't going to be what Giannis is now. Mm-hmm. I just knew Jabari Parker was going to be that man. And anybody that say they didn't think the same, I'm looking at you. If you pick Giannis out of those two to become the person that they are now, like Jabari Parker's playing, and he done had a bunch of injuries and stuff. Uh-huh. He's playing over in Europe.
Uh-huh.
If you picked Giannis, his small frame, couldn't speak English, could barely shoot, all of this stuff.
Right.
Never had a pancake or a smoothie until he got here.
Right. If you pick this dude to be that dude that he is now, you knew something everybody didn't know.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So shout out to the Bucks. Shout out to Giannis, even though I'm sure you're not listening. But congratulations on all
Giannis
of your success.
Hey.
And on the reels, I can't say that. I'm some type of proud dad, but I just feel like I was very fortunate to see the beginning of his journey just to see how his career has panned out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see.
Because 51 pounds of muscle, that takes a lot of working out.
Yes. Yeah,
and
it does.
A lot of dedication.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I remember Giannis couldn't even bench 125.
Wow.
When he first got here, he could not even bench 125.
Wow.
And
is crazy.
Yeah.
I was there about that.
No, how did he get drafted?
I know, right?
Because he was just tall and based off of potential. And it really was luck, too, by the way. Don't think that the Bucks were the only one that saw that Giannis could be a star. I mean, it was kind of the luck of the draw, which is what the draft is.
Well, it makes you wonder who they got sitting out now. I mean, who's not, out in the open.
Who's the next one?
Yeah, who's the next one?
To come up and be.
I mean, it makes you wonder, okay, who y'all got in the background?
I think since Giannis, that's pretty much stopped.
Yeah.
That he flew under the teams, kicked themselves, and they have increased their European and international scouting.
Yeah.
Not just because of him, but it was already there. But I think when you miss out on a player, because Giannis, what did he go like? He was lottery.
15.
He wasn't even lottery.
No. Mm.
So there was 15 other players picked before him.
Wow.
So you just think, they were like, what did we miss? And it was, he was there, and they could have had him.
Yeah.
And he could have changed their whole organization. You know?
Years down the road. That was like 10 years ago.
But that
now,
takes that. But back then, though, it took a lot of hard work because it wasn't like Giannis was playing in a real league.
No.
Like he was basically playing what over here would be like a YMCA league.
Yeah. Okay.
So
okay.
You have to go to these, you know, far out places and these small little gyms, you know, and they found them.
That's what I'm saying. It took some deep scouting to get Giannis on to find out about
it. It wasn't that hard for his brothers to get shouted
out.
Well,
see, his brother was drafted before him, wasn't he?
Oh,
second round.
Well, yes, he ended up going to the G League, and
he was drafted by the Knicks first, in the second round. So his brother was on the radar, and so that kind of. Okay,
helped him.
Let's check out this dude. But, you know.
Yeah.
But he got two brothers in the NBA now, right?
I'm talking about the older one.
Oh, okay.
No, he doesn't have any brothers in the NBA now.
No, they all out.
Well, at least they got their checks.
Yeah. Well, on top of that, too, they one of them is playing over in Greece.
Okay.
And so I'm sure he's doing quite fine.
Right.
Nobody in that family is worrying about money.
Yeah.
They do. They're playing basketball.
I'm just trying to be a cousin. I'm just a kumpo.
So, man. I say that there's a lot of stories.
Hey, not
stories.
To change the subject, but that, speaking of nepotism and whatnot in the NBA, what about the Ball brothers and LiAngelo Ball? Did y'all talk about this? His song that's getting made
viral.
Viral. I was trying to avoid saying the word, but it's kind of getting popular. This song and it's like. It's three of the brothers. Y'all remember LeVar Ball, father that was
but
was so criticized for doing whatever he was doing.
Right.
He has the two sons in the league, and the third one kind of didn't make it. He did some stupid stuff in China and got kicked off the team in USC, whatever. So he's been trying to
He went over there and stole some sunglasses.
That's what he did.
Was that the one?
Oh, so you're aware.
Yeah.
Tell us aware. he stole some sunglasses. You got your way to the league paved for you. And then he decided to, because everybody's watching the Ball brothers, his father, and talking about he steals some sunglasses in China. And he get kicked off the team. Now he can't get back in the league. He was on some. Anyway, long story short, he came out with a song that sounds like Juvenile and Boosie and all of this stuff. And so we were speaking earlier about going viral. He's doing that and trying to get a bag off of that. And the NBA is kind of secretly pushing it as well because they need younger
because,
voters.
Like, look, we'll promote your rap career, but you ain't about to play basketball in the league.
You a Ball brother, so we're going to promote your rap career. Your brother, your little brother is like the face of almost, at some point, is going to be the face of the league. Melo is ridiculously talented. Some of the stuff he does is crazy exciting. He's like Pete Maravich for today's age. So they're going to promote him soon and, we'll promote your song. It helps us with the young people. But I say all of that to say the Giannis brothers had they shot and they just dropped the ball. It just seems like, you know, like one of them, they took him to L.A., right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted to get Giannis in L.A.
Yep.
So they're like, we're gonna put your brother on the roster.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he won a championship out there.
He won one in the bubble.
But soon as Giannis signed back with the Bucks, oh, get out of here.
Yeah.
We good.
Even if you go back to draft night when Giannis was drafted, he didn't even go to the stage. He wasn't, like, in the back.
Uh-huh.
He was in the stands with him and Thanasis. Uh-huh. And they couldn't even say his name right. And then he was they were just waving the Greek flag. it's funny to look back and see where he has come from. But shout out to the Bucks again. They were able to take care of Wembanyama and the Spurs, 121-105. And like I said, to start the show, we have a lot of hot topics to get to. If you didn't know, today is a National Day of Mourning. As the 39th president, Jimmy Carter, will be laid to rest. And that also means that don't expect any mail to be delivered today.
No mail.
No mail. Stock markets is closed. Most banks are open.
If you're waiting on that check, it ain't coming.
Not today.
It's not coming today.
Not today.
So we are going to get into that. And also... I'm sure by now you have seen the images coming out of Southern California and specifically in the Pacific Palisades and Malibu area where it just seems like a huge inferno. Over 61 acres have burned and is continuing to burn in Southern California. Mm. And we're going to get into what insurance companies are doing to help out in these efforts.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So Truth Nation, get set. Hit us up. 833-212-1017, or you can stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you let us know what you think about some of these topics once we get into them on the other side of the break. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I might swerve in that corner, whoa, whoa. Hold on tight, cause I'm tweaking this telling.
This is the song right here.
And I heard that she wanna show.
This is the Angelo Ball song.
Hold on, let me ride for a minute, Rick.
Let's hear.
Wanna tweak it up with me and I'ma show you how that go. Like the money in my pockets blow. They having combos about me.
All right. Okay.
See, it has like a juvie.
Yeah, it ain't.
Hot Boys fit.
It ain't super whack.
No, it's not.
Not super whack.
It's trash. Let's not get it twisted. It's still trash. But it's not, you know, it's okay. It's catchy. I can see why the league is, because, you know, TNT did a whole little skit about it. And you know, the players have been posting about it, going viral. They've been doing all of that stuff about it. So, you know, the league is going to use it to connect themselves to the youth and make it hot, because that's what they do. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I found it funny that at a Charlotte Hornets game, LaMelo wasn't playing, and he was on the bench, and it was two dudes that walked by, and they were rapping his rapping LiAngelo song, and then they were they videoed themselves walking behind the bench, and then they got right by LaMelo, and they were like, swerve, and then LaMelo kind of turned around, started dying laughing. I mean, just imagine somebody come up and they rapping your brother lyrics, and you know your brother just became a rapper last week.
Right.
Nobody even knew this dude rapped until 2 weeks ago, and now you're.
But we know all it takes to be a rapper is just get a bunch of tattoos and get some dreads, or you know, get your hair braided up, and all of a sudden you are.
As a rapper, I hate to say that is the case.
All of a sudden, like you hard, you from the streets just because you went and got some ink.
And go viral. That's the theme of the day.
All
go
of a sudden, you're from the streets now.
Right.
They're from Chino Hills, California. Does Chino Hills sound hard to you at all?
Not at all.
Okay. But hey, I'm not saying that you got to be hard to be a rapper, but don't rap and try to be hard.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the thing you can't do.
And that's what's funny about this song is that LiAngelo is, I can't say his name, I'm killing it. He's rapping hard. He's rapping pretty gangster. You know, because the whole thing is I'm hitting the corner and it's like, whoa. Like, he's talking about spinning the corner on somebody. And spinning the corner means, bending the corner means you coming back with the, you know, you about to lay somebody down. What are you talking about?
Right, brother? Exactly.
You're a ball brother. You're a basketball player. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
But, you know, in today's climate, you could say that stuff and people be like, oh, he's just rapping. It's nothing. It's entertainment. And that's fine. But it's just like, I'm from the era where it was keep it real. And when you rapped about stuff you did, you know, that made me sound like a dinosaur, but it's true.
Yeah.
You rapped about stuff you did.
Well, there it is. and before break, I mentioned, I'm sure everyone is aware of the wildfires that are taking place in Southern California. And before we get into that, definitely want to acknowledge more about this being a day of mourning. And as the 39th president of the United States, Jimmy Carter, will be laid to rest today. And Chauncey already hit us up on our talking text line and says, yeah, it's a national day of mourning for the late, great Jimmy. But they could have left the doggone stock market open for at least half a day. Or something. All right, Chauncey. Yeah.
Chauncey, like he's the Wolf of Wall Street.
Right.
You ain't the Wolf of Wall Street,
man.
Chauncey.
Cool out. I think a half day. If it ain't affecting NASDAQ, I'm sure it ain't going to affect you that much.
Exactly.
Like, come on, man.
Come on,
Chauncey. Like,
not that
Chauncey
may not be getting money on on Wall Street.
Right.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Johnson. Yeah. I mean, come on, Johnson.
You are totally in the 0.1% of people that are thinking about that today.
Right.
But the reason why I wanted to go back to this National Day of Mourning, because, Bailey, you brought up something that was extremely educational. I had no idea that former President Jimmy Carter was the one who established FEMA.
Yes, he started FEMA in 1979. Wow. Now, for those of you that are unaware of what FEMA does, they are the arm of the government that comes out and helps get you back together.
What does FEMA tell the people what FEMA stands for?
Well,
Federal Emergency Management Agency.
There you go. That's what it stands for. Yeah. But
it was your chance. So, I was throwing that softball to you, and you get
I gave it back to you.
Our work relationship is so great. You threw it back to me.
Exactly.
That's,
yeah.
that's
why we work together.
See,
so
I got to put the sexy voice on.
He want to be my work husband today.
Oh, and, Lord.
See, last week or 2 weeks ago, it was a whole different situation. The girl at the crib must have been like, wait a minute.
Really, this is the part where I'm getting grown folks' business.
Men are so sick.
I do not get in grown folks' business. That's a grown conversation y'all having.
I put the sexy voice on her talking about FEMA.
So anyway, getting back to all seriousness, FEMA is the branch of the government that comes out and makes sure that, you know, you get what you need, whether it's food, clothing, mm-hmm. all of those things, you know, money to start over, all of those things. When things like, you know, the wildfires that are happening in California, you know, are happening, or the situation we had in North Carolina, mm-hmm. About two months ago, you know, when those things are happening, that's the part of the government that comes out, make sure you're all right.
Yeah, natural disasters, they come out and
put the infrastructure in for
they're
you.
Supposed to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's what they're meant to do. And to think, you know, Jimmy Carter did a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know,
but most of it, would you say, came after his presidency?
A lot of things,
but you know, people don't lean into his work with civil rights and trying to make sure that we're, you know, people of color in this country, you know, are getting a fair shake and all those things.
Because Jimmy was president, what, 76 to 80, right?
Yeah.
And so he's at the tail end of the civil rights.
Yeah, he's at the tail end.
It's coming.
Exactly.
So he's the turning point of before, because if Reagan would have came president in 76, no telling where we would be.
Right.
So, you know, he's the buffer between the civil rights and the modern era coming with the 80s. And, you know, Jimmy did a lot of stuff. And he got a raw deal. I was watching a documentary about him the other day. He got a raw deal with the hostages that were taken while he was in presidency, the last 200 days or 300 days of his presidency.
Yeah.
And then soon as he loses the election, they let him go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was in the White House just to be, you know, factual, 1977 to 1981.
81. Right. Okay.
81, yeah. But, I mean, I'm sure it was 80, and you know how the inauguration is the following year. So, yeah, basically the 80.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And, you know, that whole deal, he had actually worked out the deal, from my understanding, and Reagan took credit for it. But Carter worked out the deal, got him set loose, but they would not release him until it was like 1 minute after.
1 minute after he lost the election.
Exactly.
They released him. So he couldn't even, use it. If they would have given out these hostages, given them back prior to the election day.
Exactly.
He probably wouldn't have lost.
Probably.
And we would have never got Ronald Reagan. Just imagine the America that would have happened if we wouldn't have gotten what happened in the 80s from 80 to 88. Just imagine.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. It was a different time then.
Truth.
And a transformational time for this nation.
Yeah.
And Bernice King, the daughter of the slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., compared the two Georgians and Nobel Peace Prize winners, saying, quote, "Both President Jimmy Carter and my father showed us what is possible when your faith compels you to live and lead from a love-centered place."
I believe Jimmy Carter was the first United States president to receive a Nobel Peace Prize, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's you over a country like America, a warmongering country, and you get the Nobel Peace Prize. That's something. Yeah.
Well, yeah, right? One of the things he did, he helped start the church that he later was, you know, for the rest of his life was in. And one of the reasons he left the Southern Baptist Church was because they wouldn't admit black people.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy so, sound like a
yeah.
See, sound like a man.
That's all I'm
saying.
And
we were talking earlier about, we were talking about going viral off air and all of the other things. And we were talking about the lives of politicians and people who have stardom. And after they leave office, that kind of, you know, it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy left office and became almost more famous. He started doing more work and really leaned into the work in Africa, the building of the houses and things like that. Mm-hmm. I'm always skeptical of that. But when you look into it, he was doing some stuff and it was helping people. So, you know, you got to give him his credit and give him his due for the things that he did post those 4 years didn't define his life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he made sure that didn't happen.
And you see a lot of presidents that don't do a whole lot after they get out of office.
Right.
And, I mean, they may start off with an initiative and then, you know, it seems like it kind of fade away. Right. Not to say that they don't have stuff going on.
Right.
But they don't have nearly as much as former President Carter had going on.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, well, they all have said that they wanted to model their post-presidential life after his. Mm-hmm. So that was that's interesting.
Well, they need to get going.
Well, hey,
because the only thing Obama's done is wrote a book.
Well, no. Movies. He has some
made
kind
some
of
movies. But
he has some kind of center for African American males that he does or something every year.
Really?
Yeah, he does. You got to look that up. He is doing some. Actually,
BMAC. He has what's called BMAC, Black Male Achievement.
Yeah,
something right.
Yeah,
he's still over that running that. That's a governmental thing, but he's still.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then also, Clinton has something that he does too. I'm not really sure.
We know what Clinton
does. After. You know, you see all these y'all better stop now. Bill, look.
Bailey was talking, and it took a second to
know what Clint does. It's a good 4 years. Leave Bill alone. Good 8 years. I'm sorry, good 8 years.
I was about to say,
leave
that man on Arsenio.
Look, hey, Bill had a good 8 years.
Just
leave the man alone.
Keep Bill away from blue dresses.
That's okay, anyway.
From blue dresses to blue peas. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway.
Y'all better leave that man alone.
I'm done. But
it's too early for this.
Truth Nation, today is the National Day of Mourning once again. Today will mark the final day of the 6-day funeral process. I just saw it. Want to get back to it. Give me 1 second. There it is. It concludes the 6 days of national rites that began in Plains, Georgia, where Carter was born in 1924 and lived most of his life and died there December 29th at the age of 100. Mm. And the ceremonies continued in Atlanta and Washington, where Carter, a former naval officer, engineer, and peanut farmer, has been lying in state since Tuesday. Mm. So I did see President-elect Donald Trump and Melania. They were among the mourners yesterday. Yeah, I was shocked to see them.
You said Melania?
Ain't that her name?
She a clone.
That's your soon-to-be first lady clone. I mean.
Clone. See? First clone.
See?
Let's not go down that rabbit hole. Let's not do that. Let's not play with people. Because we're going to have people calling in talking about that. We just playing, y'all.
Melania. Melania.
Melania?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, who cares?
Right.
Forget her.
That's what she put on the jacket.
Yeah.
Listen. The fact that she's still with this man is crazy. She don't even like him. She don't even like him. Why we gotta like this dude? Anyway, let's not.
So she getting a check though. At least she getting a check.
If you haven't heard, today is again a day of national mourning, which means that you will not receive mail today. The post offices are closed, as well as the stock market. So this will definitely be a day where former President Jimmy Carter will be honored, and people will say their final goodbyes. And Another interesting thing, you know, before we go to break, that is going to be interesting to see come January 20th. So President Biden has ordered flags to be flown at half staff for the next 30 days. And that's Trump funny. Said that it shouldn't last that long. So I'm thinking, and I'm not even going to, you know, try to put this out there, but I wouldn't be shocked, I'll say that, if he says, once he's in there, hey, raise those flags back up. This is
that's
a new day.
That's what he's going to do. He's not going to
want this is a new day. I'm the president again, and flags should be flying where they supposed to be flying.
Now, just think of the picture we had where we almost got assassinated. The flag is flying big, and they're going to use the flag for their promotional stuff. They can't have the flag at half staff when he's getting elected. That matters. That's like, this is like the death of the country. We elected. He's, you know, he's coming through and the flag is at half. Come on, man.
Yeah.
He's not going to do that.
He's not going to do that. And it just is.
Let the city burn. Oh, I'm sorry.
It is so crazy that we know Trump are. Anyway, Truth Nation, keep it locked right here. Also, hit us up 833-212-1017. Stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. When we come back, we'll get into those wildfires that are burning rapidly and out of control in California, and what are insurance companies doing that really isn't helping those victims' causes out. So keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly. More after the break.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Actually been listening to this because of the Kendrick Lamar. I went back and listened to this.
You saw Call Me Lame. What is this?
It's Debbie Deb.
Yeah,
it's from the 80s. It's a category called freestyle. It was real popular amongst like Puerto Ricans and stuff like that.
No, it was popular.
But it was a lot of people, but Puerto Ricans loved it.
It blew up in Latino community.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But it was like, it's more like dance music.
Well,
you know
it's freestyle.
I mean?
So she's making this up as she's going along, supposedly. It's like Future, the rapper that he makes stuff up. It's like, that's what she's doing. She's making this up. But it came back into the lexicon of what we talk about now because of Kendrick Lamar sampled it on his last album.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And so everybody went back and started listening to it.
I actually like freestyle.
Hey, listen. I've been listening to this since Kendrick's album came out. I went back and listened. This is one of my favorite songs. We used to break dance off of this. Y'all better watch out.
Right,
well,
right.
Aceto on our YouTube message board, that must have woke them up. They said, freestyle music forever, baby.
See? We used to roll out the mat to this and break dance. You better watch out.
See, that's what I thought it was. Right, I didn't know that it was like that right now. But
This song was like 7 minutes. Me. This song was like 7 minutes long. So you press play on this song, you get three or four guys out there breakdancing on one
just
song.
Just imagine back in the day, Dame come to the house party. You trying to battle?
I was like 8 though. So I was at the house party. I was just out front of the house acting like I was tough.
You was out front of the house. You better not get off that porch, boy. That's your mama right there. You better stay your behind on that porch.
Truth Nation, hit us up 833-212-1017. We're going to get into those very, very unbelievable images that I'm sure you have seen out of Southern California with those wildfires that they cannot contain. And when you have the wind that they are getting, it just seems like it is not going to slow down anytime soon because they are literally getting hurricane winds, but no rain to come with it.
Right.
That's making it worse.
And that's making it worse.
It is.
Because, you know, firefighters, by the time they get to one place, it is spread so far and it's spreading so fast that it's really hard to contain. And you would think that, hey, they got insurance, they'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to what one of the residents had to say about what insurance companies are doing for the people that may not be able to return to a home.
In this house for 75 years, and they've had the same insurance, and these insurance people decided to cancel their fire. And we're going through this, and it just happened, and they have no fire insurance living in this house.
So there you have it.
Mm.
And I think insurance companies...
Go on to speech, brother.
Yeah, okay. Like, here's the thing with these insurance companies now. They have been exposed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Since the assassination of that United Healthcare CEO.
Yes.
And now people are paying more attention to the fact that these insurance companies have been doing these type of tactics and practices for a minute now. So you mean mm-hmm. to tell me all of a sudden they just want to cancel fire insurance as if they haven't done their research to figure out,
right.
well, this might actually hit this area one day. So
right.
let's make sure that we're not bombarded with a bunch of claims.
Exactly.
Let's just say we don't do that anymore.
Right.
And
right.
Dame, you were talking, you were naming some of the insurance companies.
Yeah. Some of the insurance companies is crazy. When you look it up, you got Travelers Insurance. Big name, mm-hmm. Tokio Marine America, Nationwide, Farmers, USAA, which I would never think they would do that.
Right.
You got Allstate and Chubb. So these insurance companies are not small, little insurance companies. These are the big guys that are deciding we're not going to cover fire. And it's not to make it sound like they just decided today that they weren't going to cover when the fire started. They've been systematically doing this in California in areas that are historically hit by wildfires all of the time. Now, y'all were saying this area isn't on that wildfire area list.
No, right, no, it's not.
So these people that are getting canceled are getting canceled as these fires are spreading. So these people are like, you know, what am I supposed to do? When insurance companies do these things, we talked about the United Healthcare and the way that insurance companies, the new mode for business, the new model for business for insurance companies is we're going to cancel them, we're going to deny it, and if they fight it, then we'll pay it. If they don't, then we're saving money. That's the way they're saving money, is taking what
Which
they're supposed
so
to do for you off of the table. What kind of business model was that?
I mean, think about this. As a homeowner, you know, as someone that owns a car, someone that has health insurance, right?
Mm-hmm.
You pay premiums every single month.
Correct.
Nine times out of ten, ain't nothing happening with you.
Yeah.
Okay? Especially with these homes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing
pay
is happening.
Renter's insurance and all this.
For years and years, they are accumulating your money for years and years and years.
I just paid my
homeowner's
insurance.
The one time something happens,
they're not there for it.
They're not there.
Nothing.
And Bailey, you bring up a great point, and it just made me think about this as well. When's the last time you heard of an insurance company filing for bankruptcy?
Not never.
And being lost in this is the people that this is affecting. Like, we were watching it on the news, and I was watching on my phone as we were talking about this, you know, last night, and we were sending it, is that these are people's lives.
They
my little cousin Franz works out in California. He works at the airport, and you can see the fires. He's saying they're miles away, but you can see the smoke.
Uh-huh.
It looks like it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if they shut down the airport? Now, he can't go to work. He can't get his money.
Right.
It's affecting people's lives that know.
Yeah.
And the insurance company is acting like their model, their mode of business is, we don't care about how it's affecting your life. The personal side of business, because of corporations having faceless corporations, is gone. We don't care anymore about how this really affects you.
Right.
All we care about is the bottom line. We no longer care about what's doing right. And when you start doing that with insurance,
mm-hmm.
that's supposed to provide peace of mind. That's why you get insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so you don't have to worry about it.
Yes.
If something happens, you're covered. Mm-hmm. You're not worried about if something, this happened, X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
And I think just thinking back on how we may have gotten here, I think one of the things that probably have gotten us here is when they started making having insurance the law.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a point where you did not have to have car insurance.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Now, you can't even buy a car and get off the lot if you don't have insurance.
If you don't have it.
And so you are mandated. You are forced.
You are forced.
To pay for this. And that's when I believe that insurance companies are like, we could do this for profit. It's not to protect people. Mm-hmm. Because you could think that you could watch these State Farm commercials and just say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, and they're going to pop up.
Right.
Right.
But you just named State Farm as one of the ones that's canceling the insurance.
Yeah.
So I'm sure, the fire insurance, so I'm sure they're not going to have a commercial to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, unless your house gets caught on fire.
Right.
And what we're watching is what was historically done to black people back in the day, when black people would get insurance or get life insurance. Because, you know, as in the back in the day, that's how people passed on their inheritance, was via life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
When I die, you're going to get $100,000, $200,000. Mm-hmm. You're going to get this money, and that's going to set you up for – that was the way we saved money.
Right.
But what happened was, a lot of times those companies wouldn't pay out. Mm-hmm. And so what they saw is probably that those companies probably – made a lot of money. A lot of these companies grew from that era. Mm-hmm. So they made a lot of money doing that. And now they're like, well, let's make a lot of money doing it now. Yeah. Why can't we just do it now? Do the same. Like, we just won't honor it. And if they sue us, they sue us. And then we'll pay it.
Yeah. Right.
If they don't have the capabilities or the capacity or the bank account to sue us, then we're not paying them no money, and nobody cares.
Yeah,
because it's been happening so long, mm-hmm. and nobody's pulling these insurance companies over the coals for what they've been doing.
Yeah. Well, you think it's gonna happen now? No.
No,
it still ain't gonna happen.
It still ain't gonna happen.
Chauncey hit us up on our talking text line and says, "No need to borderline sugarcoat it. Them doggone insurance companies have always had the propensity to be scammers."
Yeah.
Truth Nation, hit us up 833-212-1017. You can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. We're gonna step aside for a break, but after the break, we'll continue the conversation. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, get your tickets now for our first annual Truth Community Awards on Friday, February 28th. Celebrating individuals making a real difference in our community. Visit 1017thetruth.com to purchase your tickets today. They are only $25, which includes heavy appetizers, a drink, and a great time hanging out with our Truth family. Don't wait. You do not want to miss out on the best community awards event of the year. Visit 1017thetruth.com to buy your tickets to our first annual Truth Community Awards at Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel on Friday, February 28th, starting at 5 o'clock. We have Bailey Coleman and Damian LZ in the building. Short segment here, so let's go ahead and get to Al. Al, you are on Truth Be Told with Telly, Bailey, and Damian. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
My question is, I noticed stupidity is something that you are learned, that people are learned with, and I noticed for a lot of black folks, they stand with Donald Trump, who's a second-generation American who does not go by his real last name. And I do understand with Elon Musk, his kids, his test tube babies. Could any of y'all explain to me why black people look at these Caucasian people as anointings? Or do you think they have an open door for race play? Because when I look at what's American, American people are people that's born here and people who make their kids the American way, not through the test tube. Can you explain that to me, please?
Thank you, Al. I'll do my best. And it's funny
thank
that you.
You,
I wish that you would have called with this question yesterday, because we were talking about classism and we played a clip that how the system is designed for rich people to have poor people fight against each other.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
And supposed to, I mean, because the prime example was during the election. You had black people fighting against other black people because they wanted to vote for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think Trump is sitting back doing? This is exactly what I want y'all to do.
Exactly.
Fight amongst each other.
Right.
Because you cannot say you didn't feel a certain kind of way if you rolled up to a brother and he was talking about, yeah, Trump's my guy. Like, you were going to feel a certain kind of way.
Oh, yeah,
and
you was.
And then what is that going to do? That's just going to start tension. And, mm-hmm. And what are you all fighting for? So besides looking to the left or looking to the right, which is what they want to do. And Damon, you had a great example is, hey, look at my right hand
right.
while I slap the mess out of you with my left.
Exactly.
That's exactly what the system is designed for. And the system is working for the people who designed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Trump does. Yeah. We were talking about not to get too far off because we were talking about the wildfires and stuff. But Al called in and dropped a little Al bomb on us, Paul. What it is and Bailey was talking about this too. You look at Trump and I go back to 2016 when Trump was elected. I was watching something and they said Trump patterns himself after Putin. If you watch his elections mm-hmm. and the things that he's done, he's patterned himself after Putin. And if you know Putin, Putin will say some of the wildest stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the watch the right hand. I'm gonna say something wild. He say some of the wildest stuff. And the next thing you know, he's running into Ukraine.
Right.
So you have to watch. You can't pay attention to the things that he says because one is going to drive you crazy because they're going to say some stupid stuff. And then two, there you go.
There you go. Dave, I'm going to let you finish that thought. We got to get to this before we get to break. Truth Nation, now is your chance to be our one call. That's all Gruber 5K giveaway entry for the day. Yes, you can be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 7 right now at 833-212-1017, and you will be entered in to win the $5,000 giveaway with the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and Gruber Law Offices. Again, that is caller number 7 at 833-212-1017. Remember, if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com. And Dame is going to finish his thought on the other side of the break. Keep it locked right here. Hour number 2, A Truth Be Told with Telly, coming up next.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.